You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Pets Mean Business, our special episodes. We do a little series here at Pets Mean Business on the Pet Life Radio Network, coming from the professional perspective. So obviously the show is really geared towards, you know, what it is to be in the pet industry and following entrepreneurial dreams and learning about people's stories and challenges and highs and lows and kind of how those things culminate to people getting into the pet industry, which is like the best. But then we also weave in what we call our pack update. And myself, Jamie Migdal, I'm your host. Hi. I have a co-host for these episodes and she's with me today, of course. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Jamie. How's everything going today?
Good. So glad that we're here together. I love doing these little pack updates. So if this is the first time you're hearing a pack update, I'm going to let my co-host Susan Briggs talk about what pack is, and then we're going to just go ahead and launch into kind of, you know what, let's just talk, Susan, about why we do these updates and kind of our perspective. So please introduce yourself in case people don't know who you are, but come on, everyone knows who you are.
Well, I'm sure there's a few out there that we're meeting for the first time, and that's exciting to me. And I am a co-founder of the Professional Animal Care Certification Council. To find out more about our council's mission, you can go to paccert.org. My co-founder and I started the organization to bring certification, professional certification, that independently test the knowledge that is required to be a professional pet care provider. And we're targeting those who are doing dog boarding, dog daycare, dog walking, and pet sitting. Because there was a gap in our industry. There was not certification available for those roles like there is for dog trainers and the veterinary care. So we're super excited to be bringing that to the services industry with our first exam happening in the fall of this year.
Wow. I can't believe it's already happened. I feel like this has been in the works for, I don't know, when did you first bring this to life or breathe some life into it where you made it more than just in your mind?
Our organization was created officially April of 2015.
That's fast. I mean, that's a pretty good pace at building a new company, because that's what it is. It's a new company.
It is.
To get to this place and having the product ready within a year and a half is a really, and you're not even doing it full time. I mean, you're doing this as a nonprofit, part-time
volunteer.
Yeah. So that's impressive.
It is impressive. And sometimes we have to stop and step back and think that way, because we're all driven. All of our volunteers are so driven to make this happen. And I think that is confirmation that the leaders in this industry see the value and the need and are behind it. And we're very grateful for that.
It's funny you just said this. This is just a side comment. You just said driven. I was listening to a podcast this morning, a Tony Robbins podcast. I don't know if you know. Do you know who Tony Robbins is?
Yes, yes.
So I used to get him confused with Joel Osteen.
Oh.
But they're very different, apparently. But no, for real, I did used to get them confused. But anyway, Tony Robbins has a new podcast, and I'm a big podcast. And oh my gosh, of course I'm a big podcast person. We're doing a podcast, and that was totally by accident. I really am just a big podcast person. Anyway, so he has a new podcast, and he had someone on there this morning talking about a type of, it's called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It's where you kind of reprogram your responses to things. It's very much dog trainery, so I really kind of dig that stuff. But anyway, he was talking about this process of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which apparently is like, you know, just a really effective way of getting through blocks and getting through like things that are challenging. It could be fears and phobias or things that just don't do us any good. So acting in certain ways or thinking in certain ways or responding in certain ways. Anyhow, in this conversation, it was this expert, this NLP expert that Tony had on. And he was saying that, and this really resonated for me, and you just triggered my thinking. He was saying that it's the most driven people and the most ambitious people, and therefore that would go to the idea that those are also the most successful people, that are always the hardest on themselves and are least likely to seek out any type of help to get them through their kind of beating themselves up. Which is, I think, what a lot of really driven people do. And I think that happens a lot in the pet industry. I feel like, and you just kind of nailed it, I feel like when you're in the pet industry, you're always looking over your shoulder at what the trends are You're always looking to your left to see what your competition is doing. You're looking to your right to build a pipeline of customers and staff, because that's forever changing. And I feel like, and at least my experience in working with so many great people in the pet industry, is that everyone's really stressed. And everyone's really kind of paranoid and really hard on themselves. I mean, we all think this is like an industry of just playing with puppies, but you and I know it's just hardly that at all. That it's really challenging, demanding industry and a challenging, demanding business. And that I think what you guys have done, I'm going to totally make this make sense, Susan, I promise. What PAC has done and what some of the other things that the industry is offering in terms of collaboration and professionalizing and so on and so forth, it's helping to give all of these folks who are working so hard and who are hard on themselves, giving them something to hold on to look to be a part of. And PAC is in many ways the answer to that. And so I think it's great that the test is coming up so people can, you know, sign up for the test, take the test, feel as though they've done something to set themselves apart from other providers, to give them that sense of relief that way and that sense of accomplishment. So, I don't know, totally just random thought around what I was listening to earlier and then the comment that you just made, because I think there is something about that in the pet industry. Do you think I'm crazy?
No, I think you're totally right. I think the pet industry, there's a, you know, I think the fundamental core of it is people that are very passionate and driven to do what they do as far as taking care of pets. And they are right. very hard on themselves. And I agree that it is hard in marketing to differentiate yourself. And, you know, and I was in it a long time and it was hard to explain to clients. So I understood that. And now as a consultant that work with some really great professionals, it was frustrating to me how hard it was for them to distinguish themselves. And so from that side, that motivated us to have the certification program. But then also, I know from the pet parent side, how hard it is for them to select and find.
Right.
Because it's a lot of it can be wrapped up in marketing dollars, which does not, marketing dollars and quality of care do not equate. And so certification solved both of those really big problems for two big audiences. And those of us who are really passionate about pets, it was just a no-brainer, which I think is why we have so much industry support from people like you and Pet Life Radio. That's like, what can we do to help?
That's really good. That's a really good summation of the situation and a really good perspective that you have, which is why I love doing the show with you, because you bring, you know, obviously people can click in the show notes and learn about you and your incredible, your deep, deep, deep background and knowledge and insight into the industry. But I think that's really important because, again, I think that, you know, part of what I want to be able to do and part of what you want to be able to do and what we all want to do together is to support the up-and-comers and the folks that are having some, needing some of that support. And I think that PAC is exactly the way to do that. You know, speaking of that, I also feel like you just did something really great, which I want to be able to talk about, the talking about the webinar you did around the pet industry. So you and I always talk about that the pet business is, it's two words, it's pet and business. Yep. It's not just one, right? Pet
right.
and business. It's, you have to be able to separate those things out. Like they're two separate parts of the brain, two separate parts of just of operating, of thinking, of being. And so you and the ladies at IBPSA, International Boarding, International
Boarding and Pet Services
Pet Services Association.
Yes.
All of, I'm sorry. There's a lot of acronyms that fly around in our show. And,
exactly.
You know. So you guys just did a webinar talking about, literally talking about the business, because you and I both agree, I know, that it, getting certified as a pet professional around the pet care aspect is vitally important to success, but also knowing what the industry has to offer and what's happening in the industry is the other part of the equation. Will you talk, let's talk a little bit about what the webinar was and how people can get that information now.
Right. What we did in the webinar was share the results of a pet industry for the services side financial survey. And that's something that I started with my company in Crystal Canine from 2012. And we've been doing every year. And then last year collaborated with IBPSA to do it jointly. So this is the second year we've done the survey together. And really what we, our goal is to kind of monitor where is the industry at from a business perspective. You know, one of our questions is, how satisfied are you with your pay? as an owner in the business. And unfortunately, we're still not where we want to be. There's still a lot of people that are not satisfied. And so we try to then also delve in and look at the numbers and, you know, what are the numbers telling us about the industry? And I think certification fits into this because I think it's really hard. And I'm sure you've worked and talked to people that one of the hardest things to do in the serving pets business, because we're so passionate and want to take care of the pets, is to really price right and to charge what we're worth. And so, Jamie, this is something I learned from the survey and what struck me, because, you know, when I started in this business in 2000, it was in doggy daycare. And I started my business in Houston, Texas, which was the, and we were the second dog daycare in Houston. Well, actually third, if you go kind of greater metro area, but one of the very early pioneers. And when we started our business, a full day of doggy daycare, we charged $25. So we're 16 years later. What do you think was the average rate charged for dog daycare from the survey?
I should know, but I can't remember. What is it?
$25.
Oh, wait, is that true?
Yeah, that's what our survey says. The people that responded to our survey, the average came up $25.
Oh my God, that's
telling.
Astonishing. Yeah, that's astonishing.
Because I'm guessing minimum wage is up and everything they pay
for. Well, all costs are up. All costs. Insurance costs are up.
Yeah.
Rental costs are up. House, you know, the facility costs are up. I mean, everything is up.
Yeah.
So if they're charging $25 a day to take care of someone's animal all day long, they're not making any money.
Right.
You're not making money. When I started Out You Go in 1994/5, right on the cusp of those 2 years, I charged $7. I'm sorry, I lied. $6 for a 45-minute dog walk. $6. That company today, which is still running, and it's a national franchise, so it's got a different, you know, it's a different business model, different cost structure, everything. They're at $19 a walk. $20 maybe? Maybe they're at $20. I don't know. I don't want to misspeak. It could be, you have to check out yougo.com to figure that out. But the point is that same, and what year was that you started that? That was 16. Yeah. So there you go. So I was at 95. So dog walking has gone up, I think, quite a bit over the last 10, 15 years. I think that's my understanding. Is that true?
I think it has. You know, and there's definitely some that are higher, but when you look at everyone who responded to our survey, the average rate charged was $25. And it broke my heart. It really did, because I remembered that's what we started at. And I feel like as leaders in this industry, we need to get the message out. So we were real excited to have a lot of interest, you know, on our webinar, and it went really well. You know, the other thing that I noticed from the survey, and we won't go in depth, but as you say, we've got to think about this as a business. And so for a long time, one of my soapbox issues is the amount of discounts that our industry gives. I just can't
and bartering too.
Right. A service industry that gives as many, you know, especially multiple pets.
Right.
And again, the average, like boarding multiple pets in the same enclosure, the average discounts range from 17% up to 26%.
Yeah, but then if you cuts into margins so deeply.
It is, because if you look at the average profits people are making, 15% is really about average, yet our discounts are higher than our profits.
So how can people be successful? How is that sustainable? How is that sustainable both financially, but also emotionally? How is that sustainable?
Right. And that's why we have a lot of burnout, because they are, you know, that whole compassion. I know you've been talking about that with Fetch Fine, the compassion fatigue coupled with the lack of business and financial rewards does result in a lot of burnout. And then you have really great care providers that are leaving the industry. And I have to say, I was one of them. I sold my business in 2012. And I felt like I was a great care provider, but I burnt myself out. So a passion, I guess, another passion we share, Jamie, is helping people avoid that. I want to keep these great care providers in the industry caring for pets.
I totally agree with that. I love that perspective. That's a really awesome way of tying together all of the different benefits of being a part of a community and a part of network and being a part of an organization's or any organization that helps to support, you know, you as a pet, you, I'm talking to you now, not Susan, I'm talking to you listening, to help support you to be great and happy and successful and satisfied, deeply satisfied. I want to talk to somebody. Here's what I want to hear when I say, how are you? I want to hear, I'm doing really well. I'm doing great. I feel this way. I feel, and you hear a lot of, I'm okay. You know how it is. It's hard.
Right.
And I know that that's part of the that's kind of, you know, endemic of just what's happening sometimes, you know, in this country and all that other kind of stuff that feels very heavy for everybody right now. But we can find some satisfaction in our careers beyond what we think it's supposed to be, right?
Right.
And it could be so much more. So let's do two things. Number one is let's give some quick data, and we'll put it in the show notes, but just quick data about where people can get access to the webinar that you did on the financial health of the industry, where they will find it on find it on PetSmart or Petco or Pet Supplies Plus, anywhere. You go in any store and you can find it on the shop. That would be awesome, but that's not the case yet. But where you can find it, you can find it on FetchFind.com under the IBPSA store.
Right.
We have a link to it there. So if you go to FetchFind.com and search IBPSA, you can find a link to it in there in that market and then or in that landing page, that storefront. And then where else is there another place to find it as well?
At IBPSA, for IBPSA members, it's available to them on the IBPSA website. And there is a report that summarizes this financial data for the industry that can be found at in the IBPSA store or in my business, which is crystalcanine.com at that store.
Okay. So pretty much anywhere they can find it, and they can probably just Google it too, just pet industry. What's it called again?
It's a pet industry financial survey.
Financial survey, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So lots of places to find it. And you can also email. You can email Susan, you can email Susan at susan@crystalcanine.com. You can email me, Jamie at Pet Life Radio, or Jamie at FetchFind. You can whatever. You can find us and we'll give you whatever you need. That's what we do. We give you whatever you need. That's right. All right. So, and then of course, sign up for your PAC test. You want to differentiate yourself. That's a great place to start, period.
Yep. And because as you know, Jamie, when the way the world works, if you're a certified professional, you're able to charge more for services.
Yes. Yes, you are. See, folks, we're thinking about you. It's just not a cheesy comment. It's all about you and signing up for the PAC test and taking the test and it will have an impact. There's just no question. All right. So let us know if you need anything. Susan and I love spending this time with you guys, spending time together. Susan and I, because I love having any chance I can to talk to you. And
wow.
I love you.
I just love finding all these passions we share. So
I know. We're awesome. No, I'm not going to whisper that. We are awesome. All right. So this has been Jamie and Susan. So first of all, thank you very much to our wonderful sponsor, Pet Life Radio. They give us the time, the resources, all of the everything that we need to be able to come and bring these once a month reports to you guys. So thanks, Pet Life Radio. If you're not listening to Pet Life Radio and you just happen to come across this podcast only, this episode, because you're interested in the PAC stuff or Susan or what have you, please check out some shows on Pet Life Radio. I mean, this is the most widely listened to pet radio network in the world. You can find their shows on iHeartRadio and iTunes. You can go directly to PetLifeRadio.com. This show, Pets Mean Business, we have a great show. We're about 25, 30 episodes in, and there's been some friggin' incredible guests and continue to be. So that's a really great resource for you as well. If you're in the pet industry, which you are clearly, if you're listening and you listen to this whole thing, you're for sure in the pet industry. You wouldn't hang around, listen to us yak on if you weren't. Pet Life Radio is a great resource. You can find a lot of really good, deep, meaningful information, learn about people, learn about trends and things that are going on. So, and the producer is cool too. His name is Mark Winter. I just told you what his name is. His name is Mark and he's awesome. And he loves feedback too. So if you have time or you are interested, you can always drop him a line through social media, email, whatever. All right. That's my Pets Mean Business / Pet Life Radio soapbox. I will step off. I will bid you farewell, my dear Susan.
Yes. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Yes. Take care of those pets. Keep everyone safe. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your business. We're here for you if you need us. This is Jamie for Susan signing off on Pets Mean Business for our PAC check-in. What are we calling this? Our PAC check-in?
That works.
All right. Our PAC check-in. All right, guys. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.